Jeff Hostetler joined the New York Giants in 1984 after a star-studded career at West Virginia. A versatile player, Hostetler would wear many hats during his early years with the Big Blue, not only serving as backup to quarterback Phil Sims, but also lining up at wide receiver and playing special teams. He would take over the quarterback reins for the Giants in 1990, leading them on a historic playoff run for the ages, culminating in their victory at Super Bowl 25 in Tampa.
Throws end zone, touchdown, Baker!
In his life after football, Jeff and his wife Vicky created the Haas Foundation to meet the needs of people facing hardships due to traumatic injury, illness, or financial crisis. They've been dedicated to impacting the lives of those in need. Jeff Hostetler, the Alumni Man of the Year.
Very pleased to present our 2012 Alumni Man of the Year Award to Jeff Hostetler, who in so many ways represents everything we want a Giants player to be. After a stellar career as a quarterback at West Virginia, where he ranks among the school's leaders in numerous offensive categories, Jeff was our third-round draft pick in 1984. He played behind Phil Sims, and he didn't throw a pass in any of his first four seasons, but he was such a good athlete that he did play on special teams and even at wide receiver. Then in 1990, Jeff had what can best be described as a storybook season. He played sparingly until Phil Sims broke his foot on December 15th in our game against Buffalo. Jeff then came in, and I can still remember all of the media experts out there saying that our season was over. There was no way that we could advance through the playoffs and win a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback like that. Well, Jeff didn't believe that. And he took over as the starting quarterback, led us to victories over the Cardinals and the Patriots at the end of the season, and then took us right through the playoffs all the way to the NFC Championship game where we beat the 49ers. When Jeff started in Super Bowl 25 against Buffalo, he had just four career starts as a quarterback, still the fewest by any quarterback ever to play in a Super Bowl. None of that mattered, however, in that game, where Jeff completed 20 of 32 passes for 222 yards and led us to a 20-19 victory. Jeff played two more seasons for the Giants, followed by four for the Raiders and one for the Redskins, before retiring following the 1997 season. Soon after Super Bowl 25, Jeff started the Haas Foundation in Morgantown, West Virginia, in order to, in his own words, impact the lives of people who were going through either a traumatic illness or a financial crisis. Since that time, the Haas Foundation has helped hundreds of people in the Morgantown area and as far away as South Africa. Jeff and his wife, Vicky, who is here with us as well, and their sons all put in countless hours working for this foundation, which supports, among other things, the Ronald McDonald House and the children's section of the West Virginia University Hospital. Each year, this foundation purchases gifts and offers assistance to families staying at the Ronald McDonald House and provides gifts to families who simply can't afford them. Last year, the foundation delivered more than 6,500 Christmas gifts to needy children. In addition, Jeff and his family traveled last year to South Africa to help rebuild a school where many of the students are orphans. The foundation also has a Days of Hope project, which last year included building a home for a family that had endured very difficult circumstances, including the loss of their mother to cancer. You know, Jeff Hostetler was a terrific player and a Super Bowl champion during his 14-year career, but he made the biggest impact with what he has done off the field. For helping so many people in so many different ways, the Giants are very proud to present Jeff Hostetler with our 2012 Alumni Man of the Year Award.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Man, is he big. I can't Can't tell you how great it is to be back and how honored I am to be here, to be part of a giant fraternity. You know, they introduced a lot of the older guys, alumni that have played, and a lot of guys that I played with. And what an honor it is to be mentioned as one of them, and as, again, these younger guys that are playing now, the opportunity that they have, the job that they're doing, to be part of that fraternity. You know, when you get older, things start to fit into place a little bit more, and you realize how special it is to have the opportunity to play in the NFL and to play for the New York Giants. And so you guys that are playing now, enjoy it. Remember it. Taste it. Suck it in, because it's a special, special, special place. The word impact was thrown around a couple different times. Impact's a huge word for me. Not only because, you know, when you think of football, you think of impact. And early on in my career, I didn't have an opportunity to play. You know, they didn't have free agency. So I was sitting around and trying to any way I could to get out onto the field. And in order to do that, you know, you do anything you can. And I blocked a punt, ran the ball, caught a pass before I ever threw one in the NFL. And in fact, 6 weeks before that 1990 Super Bowl win, I can remember coming home and sitting down at the dinner table with my wife and telling her, that's it. At the end of the season, I'm done. I spent 6.5 years of frustration. I was in the prime of my life, but hadn't had an opportunity. And, you know, I just had had it. And but you know what? I'm a firm believer that God has a plan for each one of us. And that wasn't God's plan for me. You know, I had prepared. I had worked. I had struggled. I was disciplined. I was ready to go, but the opportunity didn't present itself. And then right after that week after that, when I said I was done, all of a sudden Phil went down, and I had the opportunity. 6 weeks later, I'm standing on a podium with two of my boys and the third on the way, just having won the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's one of those things where you never know what's right around the corner. I grew up on a farm. We had 18,000 chickens. We had dairy cows. I had lots of work to do before school and after practice. And, you know, it was one of those things where you just learned, looking at my dad, you could never quit. When something broke down or something wasn't working right, you could never quit. And I continued to work, and I finally got to the point where I said, man, Lord, that's it. What am I here for? And he told me, you can't quit because you just don't know what's around the corner. And what I want to get back to is impact. You know what impact means. Impact means to make a mark, to leave an impression, to strike forcefully. Impact. And I think each of us in football, you see impact players. You know, I see these defensive linemen, and they had plenty of impact on me when I was playing. They don't have so much impact on the quarterbacks anymore, I don't think, Eli. I'm sorry, but they kind of protect you a little bit better. That's a good thing. But impact is, again, to leave a mark, okay, to make an impression, to strike forcefully. And I think as we go on, we each can have an impact on someone. We each can have an impact. Now, you can have a negative impact, or you can have a positive impact. And I think I'm a firm believer that we can each have a positive impact on people. Okay, it could be as much as opening the door for someone, patting somebody on the back. All right, when you see somebody down, putting your arm around them and say, "Hey, it's going to be all right." A word of encouragement here or there, given of yourself, given of your time, given of your finances. We each can have an impact on someone in our lives, and that's my challenge to you all. Okay, to be an impact player, to leave an impression, to make a mark on someone's life. All right. That's, again, I'm honored to be here. I thank you so much for the time. I wish you guys this year, New York Giants, a great year. Bring back another one and stay healthy. Thank you all.